You'll recognize Psalm 53 if you have spent any time in the first few chapters of the book of Romans. A lot of what Paul is explaining in Romans is based upon the truths that are exemplified and spoken in this particular psalm. Verse 1, and I call this psalm Fool's Heart. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt and have committed abominable injustice. There is no one who does good. This, by the way, is not the atheist per se. It is the atheist and the God believer alike. It depends how we follow through on what we believe about God. God has looked down from heaven upon the sons of men to see if there's anyone who understands, anyone who seeks after God. Every one of them has turned aside. Together they have become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. Now, at the time that David wrote this, there were quite a few people on the earth. And basically what he's saying is that he can't see one. He can't find one. And he is recognizing the fact that even including himself, he cannot find a righteous man. Verse 4, have the workers of wickedness no knowledge? Those who eat up my people as though they ate bread? And have they not called upon God just to ask and find out what God wants? There they were in great fear where there had been no fear before. For God scattered the bones of him who encamped against you. You put them to shame because God had rejected them. Oh, that the salvation of Israel would come out of Zion. When God restores his captive people, let Jacob rejoice and let Israel be glad. Fool's Heart, Romans 3, Psalm 53. Sobering. Hello.